This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:17 now on this St. Patrick's Day morning. If you're watching the Players' Championship yesterday, you know it ended in a tie, and the playoff has begun with J.J. Spawn. And all, I guess appropriately on St. Patrick's Day, Rory McIlroy from Ireland, and they're on the first playoff hole. And I say this because I know there are a lot of golf fans listening, and Rory's looking at birdie, Spawn's looking at a par. Tim Temple joins us now, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, to talk about the insurance market in New Orleans. Good morning, sir, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well.
You a golfer or not, Tim?
I am not. I wish I had time to play golf and other things, but right now my days are taken up working on dealing with this insurance crisis, and I'm glad to be doing that.
It takes a lot of time, I'll tell you that, both. We're playing golf and working on the insurance crisis. I'm sure golf sometimes can be more rewarding than, again, maybe not. Let's talk about the results of what's been done so far, because I'm getting texts from people saying nothing's changed, my insurance is still. Matter of fact, I took a look at what I paid my home off, or at least I'm in a position to, haven't yet, going to wait to see how some things play out, but if I start paying it myself and not the escrow, it's going to be $6,500 each year for the homeowner's insurance that I'll have to pay. And I'm paying it now. I just don't have to write the check because of the escrow. Flood's $850. What is the average rate? Do you know, Tim, that people pay for homeowner's insurance in Louisiana?
Yeah, you know, we just on Friday, we had a Senate Insurance Committee hearing. And during that hearing, the legislative auditor reviewed the report that they did on the Louisiana Fortified program, and they had an average premium of, I want to say, it was right around $5,600.
And so I'm a little bit above the average.
Statewide.
Yeah, and that's if that's the average, then I would imagine the people even south of where I am are paying a lot more than that.
Yeah, and look, Tommy, I hear, you know, ranges all over. I mean, there's obviously, you know, people even in your listeners, you know, area, Orleans and Jefferson, and that are paying well above the $6,500 you mentioned. You know, for homes that, you know, you also got to think that our average home value in Louisiana is somewhere just around $200,000. And, you know, I was looking and talking to some folks last week about California. And you look at what their average home value is somewhere around $900,000, and their average premium was well below the $5,500 I just mentioned for Louisiana. So, you know, there's different risks, there's different issues. We're tackling that, and, you know, you had referenced the progress we've made, and last week we issued a release that just to let people know that the reform is working. And that doesn't mean it's going to be for everybody, these rate decreases that companies are taking. But I think that's the thing that I want everybody to focus on, is that companies are taking filed rate decreases. They've started doing that, and, you know, I anticipate that continuing unless there's you know, it's always up to Mother Nature and you know, tornadic activity and right. especially hurricanes. But we're doing the things that we need to do in Louisiana, the things that we can control.
Did you say taking filed? Did you say taking filed rate decreases?
That is correct. We have,
what does that mean?
I think it's eight companies that have filed it. That means when they renew, when they start offering their renewals and their formulas, it's rate decreases.
I got you. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because I think it goes to, and you and I, Tim, talked about this last year when the session was going on about managing expectations, where it's not going to be quick, but the journey, what's the saying of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. We're talking with Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, about what can be done. You can't force people to write insurance, about what can be done to ease the rates and increase competition in the homeowners market. 821 traffic now, WWL.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 826, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Tim, we talked about, you know, it was going to be a while, and it was going to be, I guess, slow but steady progress when it comes to homeowners insurance, hopefully. Let me get to some listeners' questions here, if I can. Ask Mr. Temple if the next round of the fortified homes will include Covington, because the last three have not. Thoughts?
Yeah, so Covington is North Shore, so I'm trying to remember if that is in the round of coastal communities. Mm-hmm. I guess Covington is.
They said they have not been in the past, so I guess they're wondering if anything's going to change about that.
Yeah, look, we're one of the things that I'm doing is this session. I am bringing some legislation to create permanent funding for the fortified roof program, so that and what we're going to propose is increasing some of the fees on insurance entities and insurance folks, and then also asking the legislature to allocate a portion of the property premium tax that we all pay when we pay our homeowners insurance to go toward the fortified program, so that we know every year that money's there, you know, without having the legislature to come in and allocate some. So if when we get that funding, then I think that allows us to be more flexible, because, you know, obviously we want to create a program that can benefit people no matter what part of the state you're in. Fortified roofs, and that might make sense in Covington, but it may not make sense in Monroe. Mm-hmm. There's different types of programs I want to try and create with the state. So to answer the question, I don't think that they're in the current round. We're trying to focus on the deep coastal communities because that's where those fortified roofs make the biggest impact, that makes the biggest difference.
Tim, I don't mean to introduce a red herring here or anything, but a fortified roof's not going to help you with a tornado, is it?
You know, I don't think it is, but you can put one thing that you can have are hail-resistant shingles. Mm-hmm. And one thing that, you know, these shingles that are put on as part of the fortified program, they're built to withstand 150-mile-an-hour winds. But I think to your point, when you get that really concentrated, you know, rotation of wind, if it comes over your home, that's, you know, I don't know what you can do to mitigate against a tornado other than build everything out of steel and concrete.
Yeah, you scare the hail out of me, pardon the pun, when you mention hail-resistant shingles, because I had to replace a roof because of a hailstorm, and that'll get you out of nowhere, and the deductible is pretty high. Let's talk quickly, Tim, in the time we have left, about a minute, about auto insurance and what can be done in the session. Where there's a will, there's a way, but with the trial attorneys, I don't know that there's the will. What are your pre-session political conversations tell you?
Yeah, Tommy, look, I agree with you. I don't see the will for you know, in a large, you know, big group of folks. There are certain legislators that are supportive of it. There's and I'd say many legislators, but it takes more than many. It takes the majority, and we need to have a session to address this crisis. I've for over a year, I've been saying we need a special session. That's not going to happen. But we will have legislation this upcoming fiscal session to continue to try and create auto reform in our state. It is the one thing that, just like, you know, you may not own a home, so homeowners insurance may not impact you. You may rent, you may live with someone, but everybody that drives a car has insurance, whether it's your personal or your commercial. And it is the issue of the season, if you will.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate your time. And next time you come on, we'll talk about what's in your purview, what isn't, when it comes to auto insurance and even homeowners insurance. Because, again, I don't know why you wanted this job, but you got it. Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. There are only so many things he can do, especially when it comes to auto insurance, because that's dependent on the litigious atmosphere in the state and the laws. And that would be up to the legislature. We'll come back, talk about how big the Super Bowl was for New Orleans. Right now we pause for WWL First News.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.